The silent majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
All right, continuing on now, I want to catch up on a couple of stories you may have missed. Following that murderous attack on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, Friday, by a 28-year-old Australian man, and Australian Senator Fraser Anning came out blaming immigration for the attack, tweeting this: "Does anyone still dispute the link between Muslim immigration and violence?" Fraser Anning is of Queensland. "The real cause of bloodshed on New Zealand streets today is the immigration program, which allowed Muslim fanatics to migrate to New Zealand in the first place." Statement quickly condemned an attack by the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Morrison condemned the remarks in a statement in which he said, "Blaming the murderous attacks by a violent right-wing extremist terrorist in New Zealand on immigration are disgusting. Those views have no place in Australia, let alone the Australian Parliament." But Anning, having no part of it, fired back quickly with his own Facebook post, asking rhetorically if the Australian leader was living in a bubble. "Do you not see what has happened in Europe and the UK as a result of Muslim immigration? Australians do not want that repeating here," Anning said, accusing Morrison of turning his back on Western civilization. And that argument continued. By the way, there was also a video that circulated. We might even have it on Facebook now. Senator Anning was fielding some questions when a kid, 17 years old, brings up his cell phone, starts rolling tape, and then smashes an egg on the guy's head. Anning, who's 69, got two quick swings in, connecting to the kid's face pretty well, actually. I guess emotions are running high, as they say. And I understand that. Adam Schiff wants to change the Constitution by just issuing a couple of laws. Adam Schiff, you know Adam, shifty little Adam, that little piece of Schiff from California, he introduced the Abuse of the Pardon Prevention Act. Abuse of the Pardon Prevention Act. To prevent this president or any other from abusing the pardon power, which is undisputed and is allowed, by the way, by the president. Here's what he wrote in part. "The president has a broad power to confer pardons, but not when they are designed to insulate himself, his family, and his associates from criminal investigations. Such an abuse," but it doesn't say that. The pardon is almost... It's unequivocal. It's absolute. The power of the pardon is absolute in the Constitution. It goes on, "Such an abuse of the pardon power would amount to obstruction of justice and is not countenanced by the Constitution." Actually, it is. "The Abuse of the Pardon Prevention Act creates a powerful check against deploying pardons in cases involving the president or his immediate family by ensuring that any evidence gathered in such an investigation is provided to Congress," and so on and so forth. It's another end run here. By the way, the president, through more than 2 years in office, has issued just 7 pardons. 7. All of the previous, immediate previous administrations issued hundreds of pardons. Hundreds. Against some pretty questionable people, in fact. And so the number of pardons, but some presidents issued thousands of pardons. Thousands of pardons. And so to come after Donald Trump, who's issued a total of 7, and if he issues a pardon for Paul Manafort, so what? If he issues a pardon for anybody, he has the absolute constitutional power to pardon anyone he pleases, Adam. Just the way it is. You don't have to like it, but it is the way it is. Hey, let's go to the hotline. 888-900-9966 is the Common Sense hotline. I see Frank is standing by in DeWitt. Frank, welcome to it.
Yes. Hi, Steve. Great show, like it always is. I just wanted to comment on the illegal Mueller investigation.
All right.
Basically, the whole investigation was, we don't like it that Trump won the election.
Correct.
So we're going to say that there was a crime with no evidence and just, and you can't do that without, it's illegal, because if there's no evidence that there was even a crime committed, you can't have that. So it was breaking the law when they had it.
Right, and there was no evidence of a crime. That's correct. And then they kicked off The entire Mueller investigation was based on this dossier we know that was handed about and handed out by the late Senator John McCain and his staff, handing it to basically like, you know, a party favor, giving it to anybody that wanted one. 17 news outlets got it.
They were trying to rig the election like the Democrat Party does. They were trying to rig the election first by whitewashing Hillary Clinton, who should be in prison, to whitewash all the stuff that she did wrong, and then try to rig the election against Trump. And then when that failed, now they're trying to overthrow the election slash rig the next one.
You got it, Frank.
It's only investigation. That's what it is.
You got it, Frank.
If we're not going to buy it, Trump is going to win 40 states. God bless America. Everybody get out and vote straight Republican.
Thank you, Frank. Greatly appreciate it. Frank in DeWitt. The Common Sense Hotline that you're welcome to try is 888-900-9966. I encourage you to do so. By the way, you can also go to SteveGruber.com. If you go to SteveGruber.com, I've got some things there for you. If you cannot find a station, then you can go to SteveGruber.com and you can listen live there so that you can always have a connection. But if you're in places like Munising, go to 1400 AM, WQXO. They're out there for you. How about WMLQ 97.7 Manistee? They're out there for you. WLCO in Lapeer and WJNL in Kingsley. Man, we've got you covered all over this state, top to bottom, doing the best we can for you. By the way, a couple more things I just want to get to here. A couple of other things I want to get to here. A Missouri lawmaker has introduced a bill that would require residents. Here's the polar opposite of what you're seeing in New Zealand, where they're going to almost certainly outlaw all semi-automatic weapons within a few days here. Because of one criminal, the entire nation will be disarmed. One criminal, the nation's disarmed. We'll have some people from New Zealand on that story coming up in the next few days. A bill introduced in Missouri, however, is the polar opposite, would require residents to own AR-15s. Republican Andy McDaniel of Deering introduced House Bill 1108. The bill would establish the McDaniel Militia Act, which requires every person between the ages of 18 and 35 years of age who can legally possess a firearm to own an AR-15 and authorizes a tax credit for the purchase of an AR-15. That's going in a different way, isn't it? And here's a news flash for you. You know, by the way, still coming up in the program, Tim Stout's going to be here, the Dean of Sports. We're going to talk about that Big Ten basketball tournament and the basketball game between Michigan State and where we go in March Madness. But here's a little bit of sporting news for you. You have to know the rules. If you don't know the rules, you might run into some trouble. If your dog dies after the Iditarod, you're disqualified. Yep, a sled dog that crossed the finish line late Thursday night in Nome died 2 days later at an Anchorage animal hospital. The dog, a 5-year-old female named Oshie, was a member of rookie musher Richie Beatty's team. He was the 21st team to finish. Beatty was the first rookie to reach Nome, but he has been withdrawn from the race and his finish is no longer reflected in the Iditarod standings. The dog died 2 days later. I wonder what the rules are on that. But if your dog dies, dude, it's over. You're out. You know, run them till they got no more. I mean, the Iditarod's tough, to say the least. Anyhow, there's a new rule for you. If your dog dies in the Iditarod snow dog race or snow sled dog race, you're out, you're over, you're done. Tim Stout, straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MA.